How to make recommendations that get approved, drive results, and accelerate your progression. This is the topic of Brand Tips for Decision Makers today.
This is Brand Tips for Decision Makers, a show about growing your business. Here is your host, Peter Rodriguez.
So how to make recommendations? This is a very big topic that I usually get questions about from leaders from all levels of the organization. How to make recommendations that actually travel through the organization? How to make recommendations that get the traction, attention that they need in order for things to move forward? As simple as it may sound, it's not just putting together a nice PowerPoint deck. In this Brand Tips, I'm going to show you a way to do this that I have seen works really well. And I'd love to hear your thoughts. I'd love to hear your feedback as to what works for you. But here goes one of the biggest learnings that I've had in my business career. The recommendations that actually get the attention from senior leaders are the ones that are simple. And as simple as it may sound, it is true. The recommendations that make it through the organization all the way to the top and all the way to the front line are the ones that can create that immediate understanding of what we want to do, how we're going to do it, and what's my role in achieving them. So I'm going to show you how to make them simple. And the first thing that I would like you to see if you're watching this on YouTube is that it doesn't have to do with how beautiful your PowerPoint recommendation is. Actually, I'm going to ask you not to use a slide software like PowerPoint or any of these type of softwares in order to provide your recommendations. That's not the way to make them travel. It may be the way to present them to audiences, but that deck doesn't have to travel as a way to make the recommendation understood by our audiences. And especially, it doesn't have to be the document that people go back to understand what you want to do. There are many risks associated with using PowerPoint. The first is that it is too long to read. The second is that people do not know where to read. And the third one is that people end up not knowing exactly what you want to do. And when you do this in a Word document, in a Word processor document, like Word or Pages or anything that is like that, it actually gets the attention because it's one single page. So I'm going to show you what I mean by this. You do the recommendation as simple as possible in one page, and that will get it to travel. And I'm going to show you how. And I speak about this process, and there is a framework that you can download so that you know how to do this. But let's just talk about the process today, because this week I happen to have a couple of questions how to do it. So let's tackle it. As I said, no PowerPoint, it's Word. And I'm using these terms as proxies to a slide maker or a Word processor. So not PowerPoint, do it in Word. And you will see why. The first thing you need to do is to do your pre-work. It's kind of like doing the homework before you actually say what you want to do. And I have found that the process to do this is very consistent. The better you use it, the better recommendations you can make. So it starts by understanding where are we. And by understanding where you are, where the business or brand or corporation is from a market perspective, from a consumer perspective, from an insights perspective, from a financial perspective, and all of the things that give you dimensions to measure your business, that is crucial. You need to know those things and make clear statements, summarize into where are we. The second thing is to understand why are you there. So what are the drivers that are pushing the business forward, and what are the inhibitors that are making it stall? And you have to be very clear what those are and understand why you're there. The third thing is to understand where should you be. And this has a lot to do with the strategic role of a brand or a business in a corporation, or what is your vision for the business. So I'll speak about this in a separate episode, but you need to know where you're going, and you need to identify the gaps between where you are and why and where you want to go. And then once that you do that, then the last piece is to understand, how do we get there? How do we accelerate the drivers or remove the obstacles so that you can be where you should be? And those are like the foundations of the business review, of any good business review. What follows next is to understand how you're going to get there is achieved with strategies, and typically it's done with 3-year strategies that get converted to next year's tactics. So of this strategy that is going to get us where we want, year one, we're going to do A, B, and C, and that's where you incorporate the tactics. So all of this is just the pre-work. You have to understand this very clearly, and you have to be the expert at doing this. You have to be the one who knows better than anyone in the organization all of these things, so that you can speak properly and with an educated point of view. And more importantly, how you write the recommendation is going to come from this analysis. As you can imagine, the one pager is the result of all of this homework. And my recommendation, the best recommendations that I've seen, have one paragraph, maybe 4 or 5 lines, no more than that, that clearly say, when you are reading them in the first 20 seconds, you know exactly what we're doing, what we're going to achieve, what is the cost and time involved, and what is the net benefit to the organization. You can do that in one paragraph, and then the rest of the one pager is for you to guide and point the reader towards what are the backups, what are the appendices that show how you got there. And it may be 4 or 5 altogether. But the one pager actually has and contains the essence of what you're asking people to approve. And then they can easily pinpoint as to, I have a question here. I have a question. How did you find this out? And if they need clarification from an appendix, then they can call you, and then you can have a follow-up conversation. But the essence is there, and it is very easy to follow. And the recommendations that I see get better attention and better traction are usually done this way. So what do you think? This is the essence of how you write recommendations that get seen, that get approved, and that generate traction. It is so important to get it right, because it will help you stand out. And you can stand out as a brand manager or as a business leader, as a responsible for a business unit, if you can resolve what matters. And this is what gets the attention from people who will make those decisions. So what do you think? Can your recommendations be better? Can this framework help you? I hope so. Feel free to download the framework and use it, and let me know what you think. I'll be happy to answer any other questions and help you write recommendations that get seen, get approved, and drive results for both the business and for yourself. So this was Brand Tips for today. Hope to see you next time, and be well. Write great recommendations.
Download today's framework for free at brandmentor.ca. Build the key brand management skills that you may have overlooked or never learned. This was Brand Tips for Decision Makers, a show about growing your business, produced by Brand Igniter Inc. Become a smarter marketer. Build your brand management skills so you can grow more profit with your brands. Sign up for your mentoring program at brandmentor.ca.